Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Thank you guys for listening to the show. You're listening live.
to the 2012 Internet Radio Show. Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show, weigh in on today's topic, and I'll put you on the air. That's for sure. Now, guys, I promote the show on Twitter and Facebook. So if you're on Twitter, you can follow the show on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go into your account, go to the top of the page, and type in the search box there. Type in 1982 Astros Alumni. There, the page should come up, the show page should come up, and you can send us a friend request, and we will confirm you as a friend. That way, whether you're on Facebook or Twitter, voila, each day you'll be able to get show notes from the show, and that way you'll never miss an episode if you don't want to, okay? And it comes in about a half hour to 45 minutes before the show. That way you'll have time to get where you need to get settled in, and listen to the show. Or you can listen on your cell phone while you're in the car. Either way, I'd like for you to have a hands-free cell phone while you're listening to the show and not holding the phone with one hand and driving with the other. I think I think people are well distracted. Maybe not distracted, but you're a little bit more vulnerable when you have one hand on the phone and one hand on the steering wheel when you're listening or talking on the telephone. I'd like you guys to have hands free. I want you guys to be safe. So be hands free when you're listening to the show, or even if you're talking to anyone. Try to be hands-free when you're in the car with your cell phone, okay? And you can also listen online. So if you get somewhere and you have internet access, pop up the show there and listen online to the show. Daily, 6:30 p.m. to 7, daily, Monday through Friday. I don't do weekends, so any day, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the show, all right? Our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. They're a professional tax and accounting firm. You can call them at 770-732-0244. Again, that's CPA on Duty, a professional tax and accounting firm. And you can contact them at 770-732-0244. For any tax or accounting needs, whether they're personal or corporate, give CPA on Duty a call. They can take care of you. All right? And so, again, guys, thanks for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. Have a great show lined up for you today. A little note on tomorrow's show. Tomorrow we're going to We're going to do a special show. It's going to be, I don't know what the actual title of the show is going to be tomorrow, but we're going to do a show on why men can't live without women and why men can't live, I said it a little backwards, why men can't live with women and why men can't live without women. Let me say that again. Tomorrow's show is going to be why men can't live with women and why men can't live without women. That's tomorrow's show. It'll be a great show. Now, today's show, guys, is Team USA Men and Women's Basketball. Today I watched it, and what they call an exhibition game or tune-up game before the Olympics. The Olympics start on Saturday. If you guys didn't know, The ceremonies are on Saturday, so tune in on Saturday and watch the Olympic ceremony. That's usually a great, great part, great beginning of the Olympics, no matter where it is, no matter what country it's in. That's usually a great, great opening for the Olympics. So tune in on Saturday to check out the Olympics opening ceremony. Now, I believe that we'll come home with a bunch of goals this year, especially in basketball, like I said, the men and the women's basketball. I know I haven't seen the women play, and I know they've been playing, but they're not going to have another game until the Olympics, start. So I'll be able to see them anymore before the Olympics start. But the men, they had their last tune-up game today, or exhibition game, or whatever we want to call it. They had their last tune-up game today against Spain. Now, Spain is supposed to be the United States' number one rival, okay? They're supposed to be the team to beat. They were the team that we beat 4 years ago for the gold medal. But we only beat them by, I think, 3 points there at the end of the game. And it was a pretty tough game, well fought. But towards the end of the game, Kobe took over the game and just took Spain out. And so Spain is supposed to be our number one rival this year for the gold medal. Okay? But we beat them today by 22 points. And, I think LeBron had 20-plus points. Carmelo had 20-plus points. And Carmelo had his 20-plus in the first half. Carmelo ended the first half with 23 points. And LeBron only had 7 points at halftime, but he took over in the second half and ended up with 20-plus, 28, I think, or 27 points. And Carmelo ended up with about 27 to 28 points. But that's the way, you know, a lot of people say they worried about the men's team. But I don't think you need to worry about the men's team because they've got so many weapons on that team. A lot of people say they don't have the big man on the inside. And, last time they had Dwight Howard and Chris Bosh and some other big men down there. Excuse me. But this year, the only real big man the real center that USA has this year is Tyson Chandler, because some other guys got hurt. Even, Blake Griffin was supposed to be in there. He's not a big center, but he's a big guy. He likes to rebound. He likes to play inside. But he got hurt early on in the trials, so he's out. And so we're kind of decimated on the inside as far as big men go. But we are stacked on the outside and at the forward position because, of guys like LeBron and Kobe and Chris Paul, and then you got Durant and Harden, and got Carmelo, and it's set up in a way that if LeBron's not taking over the game at this point, then Carmelo will take over the game at this point. Or if they're double teaming Kobe and Carmelo will take over, they double teaming Kobe, LeBron will take over. They double teaming LeBron, Kobe will take over. And so you can't really. You can't really set your defense if you're on the other team to try to shut someone down, because if you try to do that, that's going to open it up for someone else. And when you open it up for one of the other guys and they get hot like Carmelo did, Carmelo came in the game and hit three straight threes. So he came in the game red hot today. And that just opened everything up. So when they had to come out and struggle against Carmelo, and they couldn't do it in the first half, they couldn't stop him in the first half, he took over in the first half And then when they come to try to stop him in the second half, now here come LeBron. And LeBron took over in the second half. So that, you know, that kind of stuff there will just annihilate another team. And that's exactly what happened with Spain. Now, Spain's got a pretty good team. They got both the Gasol brothers, you know, Pau Gasol and Marc Gasol. They, you know, two big men that play center. And then they got Ibaka. Ibaka play on for Spain. You know, if you know Ibaka played it at Oklahoma City. He's Oklahoma City's power forward. And he started off really good for Spain. He had like three straight dunks in the first half, in the first few minutes of the quarter, three straight dunks. And, of course, they were in Barcelona, Spain, playing the game today. And of course, they were all four, you know, the Spain's team. So every time they did something, you know, the crowd would go wow. But they jumped out to a lead against us. But Team USA came back and created a lot of turnovers. We got a lot of dunks. We got a lot of easy baskets. And that's how things happen. And that's exactly what's going to happen during the Olympics. Now, if you want to call in and talk about Team USA men and women basketball, you can. Lines are open, 818-301-5834. But as far as the men go, I don't think in the first game, if you guys want to watch the first game, and you can look up the schedule online, but the first game is going to be July the 29th. I believe that's next Sunday, maybe, something like that. So that's going to be against France, and France doesn't have much. Tony Parker play for the France team, and but they don't have much. So we'll probably beat them pretty bad. But they're like four or five games right there every other day, every 2 days that we're gonna have to play. And then the women's team. Now the women's team, they're stacked as well with Candace Parker, Dana Taurasi, they got the other girl from Tennessee, I forget her name, Tamika Catchings. They got Maya Moore. I mean, they are stacked to the hilt. So, and they've already been beating people by, you know, 17 to 20 points. So they aren't going to lose. They should take care of goal on their side of the ball, and the men should as well. So I don't think we have anything to worry about as far as the men or the women. I think there'll be competitive games on the men's side, but come second half, it just goes downhill for the other team, and that's because, you know, the United States just wears people down, and they can't stop everybody. And that's just the way it is. So, but, you know, people try to – it seems like at the start of this game against Spain, you know, the men I'm talking about, these guys from Spain, one of the Gasol brothers, Marc Gasol, he didn't play today because he got a shoulder injury. So I don't know how he's going to be during the whole Olympics, but right now he's got a shoulder injury, and they didn't play him at all today. But Pau Gasol, he was pushing, and Ibaka was pushing, and they were playing pretty physical. But that all that is a little, they're trying to do a little intimidation. But they should know as well as anyone that they can't intimidate
the guys from the United States. And it came down to, okay, they were pretty physical and the refs weren't calling it. So I think Krzyzewski, which is the coach, Mike Krzyzewski, I think he sat his guys down and told them, hey, they're being physical. We're going to have to be physical. So at that point, the United States started getting a bit physical and things really turned around. And the Spain team couldn't handle it. So the way, like I say, the way the game ended up would show you that they couldn't handle it. So and like I say, they ended up beating them by 22 points, 100-78. And as far as the women's go, and like I said, I haven't really seen the women play. I've seen a little clips from when they played, but they aren't going to lose to anybody. I think they're going to sweep through their bracket and go on to the gold medal game without a hitch, unless someone gets hurt or something like that. God forbid, they aren't going to lose to anyone. They got too many weapons, just as the men. I mean, you think about having Dana Taurasi on your team, then you got Maya Moore on your team, and you got Candace Parker on your team, and you got the girl from Atlanta, Angel McCautry on your team. I mean, those ladies can play basketball. And so they are big time, and they're gonna sweep through their bracket as well and go on to the gold medal game. So I don't have any doubts that we're gonna come home with the gold medal in basketball, men and women, for sure. Okay, and like I said, guys, if you want to call into the show and talk about it, 818-301-5834. Another note, like I said at the beginning of the show, the opening ceremony is Saturday. And I hope you guys tune in to the opening ceremony. And I'm not promoting that. Nobody's paying me for that or anything like that. I'm just saying I hope you guys tune in to that. That's a historic event. It's always huge, you know, the country or the city or whatever where it's being held, they always try to outdo the previous opening ceremony. And it gets bigger and bigger every 4 years when the Olympics come back around. So tune into that. Also tune into the men basketball game on Sunday, the 29th of July, when the USA plays against France, Tony Parker, and the France team on Sunday. I think it's at 7 o'clock or something like that, which is perfect. Now, again, guys, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I really do appreciate it. And don't forget, tomorrow's show. I know it's going to be a barn burner tomorrow. I know I have a few calls about this. I'm going to be speaking from a male point of view. I'm going to be speaking from a male's point of view about why men can't live with women and why men can't live without women. I'm going to be speaking from a male point of view. So if any ladies out there, if any women are out there that would like to call in and weigh in on the show and give your opinion as to why men can't live with women or why they can't live without women, then please feel free to call in. All opinions are accepted. They're your opinions. And please, let's agree to disagree. You know, my opinion is my opinion, your opinion is your opinion. So don't get upset with me if my opinion is different from yours. Okay? That's just the way it is. Okay? And we're going to live to see another day. So don't get so upset. And I'm going to be on the show the next day. So, don't get upset with me that way, and you don't listen to the show anymore. Please don't wear your feelings on your shoulder on tomorrow, because I am going to throw it out there. And I hope you guys call into the show and hit that ball back to me, because I am going to throw it out there, okay? And like I said, you can't put me off the show. It's my show, so you can't put me off the show. You can't write anybody to have me put off the show. This is my show. But anyway, enough of that. The show will be great tomorrow, so tune in tomorrow and call in tomorrow. 818-301-5834 is the call-in number to the show. Again, I was talking about men's Team USA and men's basketball. It was a great game today. It started off well, and it ended well. So, behold of that. And like I said, be sure to tune in on Saturday for the opening of the Olympics. I also had a great show on yesterday when I talked about family reunions. I had a great turnout or audience on yesterday. After I looked at my numbers, we had a great audience on yesterday. So I want to thank you guys for that. Thank my family members for tuning in, those that did. And I really do appreciate everyone. Now, also, one small thing before I go is I'm a lot of you guys know about my injury and me being off work for a few weeks, but I'm healing properly. I'm healing very well. I'm healing kind of rapidly, and I got maybe a couple more weeks to be off work, and then I'll be back on the grindstone. So keep your fingers crossed for me, and if you guys want to, you can call into the show and wish me good luck on that or what have you, and or just call in and say hello. I'd like to hear from one of you guys. And so with that said, I'm going to close out with a little Michael Jackson. I'm going to be starting something. Please, guys, be careful. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Have a great evening. Have a great day at work tomorrow. Have a great rest of the week. And have a great weekend. And I'll see you right here on the radio in about 23 and a half hours. Thank you, guys. Good night.